Hello, everybody, Andy here again. Well, it's the 1st of January 2011, whatever you want to call it. So, Happy New Year to everybody listening to this, and thanks for listening over the past however long you've been here. I suppose I sort of got back into doing this. I made some booze a year or so ago, I think now, and then I got back into it sometime this year. But what I wanted to talk about today, actually, was something I've just seen on Twitter. A friend of mine in America happened to put something up there about the book 2010, Odyssey 2, for those who must remember 2001, A Space Odyssey. Sort of the famous Arthur C. Clarke book, and obviously the film, the movie that was made by Stanley Kubrick. And there've been two follow-up books to that, 2010 and 2061, and I think there might even be another one as well, 3000, I believe. But what my friend was saying, he happened to look it up on Wikipedia, 2010, obviously last year, as it should have been, and what that book was saying, and where we should have been now. And I know I did do a blog post, I just found it online from way back, sometime in 2010, as it happened. And that was all tied up with Back to the Future, and the thought that the DeLorean car had a particular date, I think it was in July of this year, supposedly programmed into the car. If you remember the first movie, the Back to the Future movie, the original one, that wasn't true. But so many of these other things are there, books that were written especially, that written a long time ago generally, and about specific dates, 2001 being one, 2010 obviously another. And another one that I remember, 1984. I'm afraid I'm old enough to remember reading that way back in the sort of 70s and thinking, well, that's not very far away, 1984, you know. And I remember a big thing being made at the time, obviously, yeah, when 1984 came around and everybody was talking about how that book had influenced the world, etc., and how certain things had come true, and certainly things out of it have come true even more so now, I think. The Big Brother Society type of thing, you know, CCTV cameras everywhere. We've even got Big Brother TV shows, etc., using elements of what George Orwell wrote about. But that world never happened, well, not completely. 2001, A Space Odyssey, what happened on that particular movie? We're not living on the moon, we haven't got bases on the moon, we couldn't even get to the moon. Now we haven't been to the moon since the mid-70s. And obviously 2010, that particular book, what was in there, once again, is not there. Even what is in Back to the Future, it just hasn't happened. We're all supposed to be flying around on jetpacks and things like this, and obviously, you know, 2001 is a great indication of that. Now, some of these books and the titles of the books are sort of pretty arbitrary dates, I think, because I know that 1984, it wasn't necessarily, George Orwell didn't necessarily think that 1984 would be the year when this would happen. It just happened to be. I think the book was published in 1948 and he just switched the last two dates, the digits around. So 1948 became 1984 because they needed a date. I think with Arthur C. Clarke's book, that was written in the 60s. And he thought, well, by 2001, you know, the space race was going on. We were getting towards landing a man on the moon, etc. The Russians were trying to do the same, and other people were trying to get into it as well. There was a possibility, if we'd have carried on, we could well have been journeying to the moon fairly frequently and fairly easily, as that movie showed. But things have slowed down. Lots and lots of different reasons why we haven't done those things. I suppose money being the main one, I suppose. And if you want to get down to the real crux of the matter, it was the Cold War that sparked the sort of the space race in the first place. That race to the moon was only because the USA were fighting in space in some respects, and with the USSR as it was then, Russia. And if it hadn't been for that, we may not ever have got to the moon in the first place. And once all that sort of the arms limitation treaties, etc., came into being, there was no real great need to go to the moon. Yes, we could argue that we could go there now, and people keep talking about it, but we've got no real great need to do it, I suppose. I'd like to see it, but that's another story altogether. So has our future been taken away from us? All those things that we were promised, supposedly, back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and programs here called Tomorrow's World, I remember, about all these great things that would come along. Yes, lots of things have come along, probably differently to what we imagined. I don't think even in 2001 or 2010 or Arthur C. Clarke would have seen some of the things that we have actually got now. He was a great visionary in lots of ways and actually predicted quite a few things that did happen, but obviously he got some things wrong, as did Nostradamus and all those other people as well. So has our future been taken away from us? I don't know. It's parts of it maybe, but we've got other things to balance it out. I think we might not be able to go to the moon, but I can record an audio boo on a little phone like this, put it on the internet, and anybody in the world can listen to it. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.